It's on News Time now, 7:49. Let's get you up to date. Triple team traffic on that ride into work. And how's it looking, Heather Kelly?
Yeah, well, things have sort of come to a crawl now. Northbound I-15 between 146 South and Bluffdale all the way into downtown Salt Lake City. You're going to have to add a good 20, maybe even 25 extra minutes on your drive into Salt Lake. The east side belt is stop and go from Highland Drive heading east and north up to 45th South with the construction. We have a crash on Redwood Road at 4700 South blocking right lane. That's northbound causing delays. And Bangor Highway still slow heading up to the 201 freeway. Eric Butler.
Down in Utah County, you've got some slowdowns going past 2100 North heading up towards SR92. It's really right around Thanksgiving Point where you're going to drop below the speed limit. Then you're back up to speed heading up to the point. Redwood Road, though, slow approaching 2100 North. The rest of Utah County looking pretty good, just a little bit busy on University Parkway in Orem. Aubrey?
As you're heading into Salt Lake from Davis County, you're going to have your typical rush hour delays starting from about Centerville going into downtown Salt Lake. And we're also reporting a crash in Ogden. If you're going northbound on 1900 West, it's at Hinckley Drive. The right lane is closed there, so take a little caution there. This November, you don't have to overindulge to do that home renovation project for the holidays at Ogden's Flooring and Designs. They have low prices on flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Aubrey Witherton, the KSL Traffic Center.